So hey, welcome to the Blood and Fire Water Pre-Post Show. I'm your host, Rashad. Over there's Ajon. She is with us. She is.
In spirit.
So for tonight's just bonus case, I thought I would talk about a serial killer that, in my opinion, really, there was not a lot of information on him. There was not a whole bunch of rabbit holes to go down, and I just didn't feel like he fit the criteria to make the first season of a serial killer season. He may come back up, he may not, but until then, we're going to talk about Richard Trenton Chase. He was an American serial killer, molester, cannibal, and necrophile. Yes, I said necrophile. He's known to have 6 victims in Sacramento, California. Chase was dubbed the Vampire of Sacramento due to drinking victims' blood and cannibalizing bodies. Chase was born and raised in Sacramento, California. He was hourly beaten by his father and was said to enjoy hurting and killing small animals as a child. So, red flags. He was also known to start fires and drench the bed with pee. Another red flag. Just so you know. In his adolescence, Chase was said to be using pharmaceuticals very much. He had severe hypochondrial issues and hourly claimed his heart would stop beating or that someone had, quote-unquote, stolen his pulmonary artery. His conduct grew progressively erratic. He'd hold oranges to his head in the belief that vitamin C would be absorbed by his brain. Chase believes his mom was seeking to poison him and moved out of the family home immediately. He rented an apartment where his roommates complained he was constantly pharmaceutically high on pharmaceuticals and marijuana and LSD. Ultimately, his roommates could no longer tolerate his oddness and moved out. When Chase was alone in the apartment, his behaviors took an truly more fanciful turn. He began to capture and eviscerate animals, which he'd eat raw, sometimes mixing the organs with Coca-Cola in a blender and drinking. Chase believed that this would stop his heart from shrinking. Okay. Hey, you know, everybody fucks funny to somebody. Chase spent time in a psychiatric ward in 1973, and in 1976, he was again committed into an intellectual sick room, or crazy house, after injecting himself with rabbit blood. Are you hearing this? Okay. Staff nicknamed him Dracula due to his fixation with blood. There was an instance in which he caught 2 birds in the infirmary window and drank their blood. He also stole hypodermic syringes and took blood away from therapy canines. Chase was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and released in 1977. Okay, so like it was just cool to let him go. Like, hey, you just got this thing with blood. We need you to chill out. It's fine. At some point after his release, his mom weaned him off all of his pharmaceuticals, red flag, and mid-1977, Chase was stopped and arrested, smeared with blood. And in his trunk, police found a pail of cow blood. No charges were filed. What? No charge? All right. I mean, that's fine. Like, you can... It's perfectly fine. Like, did he secure the pail? Is my question. If it was in... I guess maybe he had a pickup truck. And, like, he didn't really care if he spilled it. Because I know if I put a bucket of blood in my trunk, I need to at least put a lid on it. So maybe he had a lid. There you go. He had a lid. On the 29th of December, 1977, Chase killed a 51-year-old father of 2 in a drive-by shooting. In January of 1978, Chase shot a woman 3 times, violating her remains, stuck her to the wall with a butcher's knife, and mutilated her organs. He also drank her blood and stuffed her her throat with dog feces. Thereafter, that same month, Chase killed again, shooting a mom visiting her friend, her 6-year-old son, her 22-year-old nephew, before mutilating the woman's corpse and engaging in necrophilia and cannibalism. Chase left handprints and shoe prints at the crime scene. Police lickety-split matched them to him. Police went to Chase's apartment and found the walls, floor, ceiling, refrigerator, and all of the eating instruments in his house fully soaked in blood. He was arrested promptly. When speaking about the crimes and how he selected his victims, Chase told investigators he took locked doors as a sign that he couldn't enter said building or apartment or house or whatever, but unlocked doors, that was a sign to go in. Have fun. Chase was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to death. He spoke of fears of Nazis and UFOs and claimed he killed because he needed to do it to keep himself alive. Throughout his entire time in incarceration, he claimed the staff were trying to kill him and handed one interviewer sprinkles of macaroni pasta as quote-unquote proof that the guards were trying to kill him. Other prisoners were reportedly horrified of Chase due to his odd manner and the crazy nature of his crimes. In December of 1980, Chase was found dead in his cell. He had committed suicide with an overdose of antidepressants. So, they just matched it up like straight to him. It was a clear-cut case in Moita. And there was little to be done or said about it. And I mean, I didn't even really see a picture of the guy. Like the article I'd read didn't really depict like his picture very well. Like it was like him getting loaded into a police car. So I didn't really. I was more fascinated by the story of, like, you know, mutilation and cannibalism. But, like, if you ask me, like, why this guy didn't make it to, like, Dahmer status or, you know, any of the other serial killers that were, like, operating in California at the time, it's because he was in Sacramento. Sacramento is like, I believe it's like North Cal. No Cal? Is that what they say? No Cal? Let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick. Where's Sacramento? Sactown. If you just type Sactown, you get some shit. Not a map, though. You don't get a map. Sacramento Kings. Let's just get Sacramento. There we go. Alright, city of Sacramento on a map. Because, like, most of the serial killers that were, like, you know, getting down, they were, like, San Francisco, L.A., you know, that area. I'm not really. Okay, so Sacramento is like in the middle of California. I didn't really know that. Also, the capital of California, but, you know, some people would think L.A. would be the capital. So I don't really know why this case didn't really get all the attention or the buzz that it, you know, should have got. Like, because he was eating people. And then he gave investigators macaroni as proof that he was being murdered in prison. And there's a lot of crazy shit that happens in Sacramento. But really, like, I feel like Sacramento gets shitted on because it's so close to Oakland. Where the fuck is Oakland? Oakland. No, it's not even close to Sacramento. I mean, Oakland's closer to fucking San Francisco. Like, what? Okay. So, this is me not knowing shit about California, apparently. Are you okay? All right. But yeah, I don't know why this, I mean, like, I guess you couldn't give every killer the publicity like this to blow their name up, especially when, like, they're eaten and fucking dead bodies and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. But if I were to give him a score on the fuck that guy scale, you know, he grew up getting beat, you know, on the often, and then thinking that oranges would be absorbed by his brain, and then regularly using marijuana, LSD, and other, you know, pharmaceutical antidepressants at the time, which was all experimental, like just like this coronavirus thing, like, so hey, let us shoot you with some shit and let's figure out if it works or not. And obviously it did not work in his favor, so like he continued this crazy shit, you know, with the cow blood, and then he moved on to shooting and stabbing and eating and fucking dead bodies, like, and then mixing it all up with Coca-Cola. I mean, I don't know, it is what it is. I hope he died and nobody gave a shit, pretty much. That's what I do hope. I'm glad, like, there are serial killer cases that don't make the news, don't make highlights and stuff like that, because to sensationalize everybody that's just, you know, lost their shit would be too much for the American culture to perpetuate that this is the greatest country in the world, because like it's just full of serial killers. That's basically all we got: serial killers and mass shootings, Black Fridays, and 4th of July weekend. That's all we got. That's all, and national forests. We got plenty of those, but like there's some weird shit that goes on in those natural forests that we don't know about, and that's crazy too. So maybe we should do a season on like creepy places and shit for Halloween. What do you think about that? Yeah, no, maybe so. Okay, well, fuck it. We'll figure it out later. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pre-Post Show about Richard Trenton Chase, an American serial killer from Sacramento, California. Next case is a doozy. I just finished writing it last night. I'll probably record it tomorrow. But, like, I got a dinner date with my daughter, so we'll see how that goes. Thank you for listening. Stay alert, stay alive, and don't hurt nobody.
We're done.